So, recording.
Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, 6 lines down, 35A1, Tanina.
Very good. So we just had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Chibur is a din d'oraisa, which is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, or whether it's a din d'rabbanan, which is Rish Lakish's opinion. That's where we left off. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rish Lakish. Hasninot, the Braisa says the following: if you have sourdough that was chayev and chala, so again, let's make sure we don't know the case. We had 5/4 of a kav of dough, which was sourdough. So it's chayev and chala. Now I take off 1/4 of a kav from that dough. So I have 1/4 of a kav of sourdough that's chayev and chala. So just because I pulled it off doesn't make change the chiyuv. The chiyuv is there. And I put it together with what? Chulin. Right? So what does it say? It says that if you have a pranasa mimakim acher, then you use a pranasa veim lav, and if you don't have pranasa mimakim acher, then what should he do? Maybe our ba'as roivo in umashech. We just said this yesterday. We had an etza. Take 4/4 of a kav of a dough that is chayv, that has chayv and chalah, that is going to become chayv and chalah, and attach it through nishicha. And then you'll take off the challah off that dough, the 1/4 of a kav from that, not the 1/4 of a kav, the 1/24 of the 5/4 of a kav, and you'll be yotzi yadin of challah. So how's that going to work according to Rish Lakish? According to Rish Lakish, the whole neshicha is only din drabanan. That piece of sourdough came from a dough which was chayv d'oraisa. If it's only a din drabanan neshicha, how could you take off dough for something which is only a connection drabanan to be mitzia d'oraisa? That's the simple kasha on Rish Lakish. That's the kasha. And the Gemara doesn't even ask the question. The Gemara just quotes the din, and we're supposed to figure it out ourselves. That's.
That's
the Yerushalmi. It's unbelievable. Amar of Haishia. So the Gemara answers, Tiftar Shabbat mi'isas hanoshoch. Look at this. I'll give the Eitza is not the way I told you that it was the sourdough came from 5/4 of a kav, which was regular d'oraisa chiyuv. It came from a 5/4 of a kav that only was connected through neshicha. So one kav, so it's a drabbanan to begin with, the chiyuv. So this was a drabbanan, this is also a drabbanan, everything's drabbanan, everybody's happy. Okay? That's the answer. 35A2. Reb Ze'eir Boy. So he wants to say another answer. When do they have a machlokas? Whether neshicha is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, that's if it happens by itself. One dough falls on another dough, and it's no shech, so it happened by itself, so it's a shiloh whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But if you do it b'yadayim, you take it and you push it down onto the dough so that it is no shechet, with the kavona of neshicha, kuleyama is moira that's d'oraisa. Even Rish Lakish will agree it's d'oraisa. So that's the simple answer. These 4/4 of a kav that were put on this taruvus of sourdough and chulin that was done with the kavona, you know, to make it, right? So that's not a problem.
When the challah bakes, when the challah of the bread bakes in the oven and they rise and they increase the size of the...
And they bite. Like my challah that I posted the other day, the picture of my challah that I made. That was, by the way, I posted a picture of my first challah I ever made because my wife had to go take her mother to the doctor. So I was left with the Rosendorf challah dough, and I had to paint it with egg. I had to egg it, okay? I did this myself, okay? Yes, thank you. He's going to show you the picture.
Why'd you make challah?
So that's right. That's what I'm telling you I did. Okay. So all these taste better than the bar call. Anyway.
The bacon rice bake, sort of.
Whatever. Yeah. You just defrost it and then it's excellent challah. Excellent challah. And in the process, the two challahs expanded, and they were no shech. When I pulled them apart, they were taka.
Like
pulled
the Rosendorf rolls.
They pulled apart a little bit. Anyway, so, I'm sorry.
Right, this is that case. So you're not doing anything active.
When you say this, what are you referring to when you say this?
You said you push it down, you connect it.
No, that when you
no, that's what I'm telling you. That's the whole chilek the Gemara is saying.
Yeah.
When is there a machlokas whether the sheikh is derisa or drabon? That's if it happens by itself, like in my case. My case was by itself. I didn't do it on purpose. This case over here is when you take the fourth of a kav of another dough and stick it next to this dough, which is a taruvus, warning the shicha. You want the shicha here. So in that case, everybody agrees it's their raisa. Mamela, you have no problem on Rish Lakish's shita that's drabbanan, because he's only talking about what happens by itself. Okay? This is Reb Zeira's teretz. I'll just read it inside. Everybody agrees, Shahan Noshach Torah, that it's a din d'oraisa. Now so we have two tourism already, right? We have one teretz was that it was Noshach to begin with, so it was only drabbanan. Teretz number two, the doing it for kavanah, so everything's d'oraisa. So we have drabbanan, d'oraisa. We have two angles already so far. And now we have yet another resolution. Even if you're going to say what? That the machlokas from Yarkin and Rish Lakish is even when you do it b'kavana.
Even
b'kavana it's drabbanan. Then we're on 35b. Noimar, we can answer Rav Shimon Lakish Pidate. Now the Gemara is going to give a lumdish answer. This is a lumdish over here, right? Rish Lakish is according to his sheet. That's Rav Shimon Lakish. B'shem Chizki, a tevel, bottle of a rove. He holds if you have tevel, it gets mixed into a taruvus of chulin, and the chulin is rove, the tevel is bottle.
Even
that's a shaila. Whether it's min b'mino, let's assume for the time being it's rabban. It's min b'mino. Yeah, it says over here number one that Reb Shimon ben Lakish holds that under biblical law, it means on a deraisa level, tevel is like any other substance that is subject to bittul, even min b'mino. In other words, not like Reb Yehuda, right? If tevel is mixed into a greater amount of chulin, the tevel is nullified, even when the chulin is of the same species. It is stated explicitly in our Mishnah that tevel is not subject to bittul when intermingled with its own kind. According to Rish Lakish, that's a rabbinic decree. So, but on the oraisa level, it will be bottled. So what happened over here? So let's discuss this, right? So you had the sourdough, which was high of, let's assume it was high of on the oraisa level, originally. It fell into the chulin. The chulin was rove. On a oraisa level, the rove is mevatel.
The miut.
So the tevel is bottle, the miuto. So the mela, what are you left with? A chiyuv drabbanan. That's all we're accomplishing here. By going and saying that Rish Lakish does lishitas, that he holds tevel is bottle the rove, so we end up with mevatel that sourdough, and mela is chiyuv is only going to be drabbanan. Mainly have the neshicha, and you get a drabbanan on drabbanan. So again, this is a drabbanan eitzah.
Right.
Okay? That's according to Rish Lakish's shita. And by the way, the Gemara throws in another name that agrees with Rish Lakish in this regard, Rabbi Yosef Rav Nehu, Roy Omar Tevel Batel Barov. He also holds like Rish Lakish. That's Batel.
Is he
in Amayra. We'll just say he's another Amayra, okay? Yeah. So we have two Amorayim that say that it's Batel. And then Rabbi Yochanan is the dissenting opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein hatavol batal barov." I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It's not batal barov. Here, there's a lot of Torah to talk about, and we're going to come back to this Torah. So let's just get through the Gemara first before we talk about the Lumdus. So we have Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not batal. Okay. So obviously we're talking about on the Oraisa level. Even under biblical law, tevel does not become nullified. Now, the Gemara says, So
because it's, what is it?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna talk about why and how it all works. Let's hold off. I'm gonna get back to it. It's footnote 3. It's a long footnote. I think it's kedai to read it. So Rabba Bar Mamol Rab Hila Ahalon Uvdo Kumi Rab Yasa. So we had these two Amoraim who had a story. It's the classic story we've been discussing of Tevel becoming mixed up in Chulin. And they brought the Shaila in front of Rab Yasa. And he decided, Safran Meimar, I guess they thought, Rabba and Rab Hila thought, they thought, Shnayim, we have two opinions. We have Rish Lakish and Rav Yossi, Rav Nehurai. That's Rav and Alcha Echad. They outnumber Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan's only one. It's two against one, and we go bust the right Paiskim, right? That's what they thought. V'lo Shaman, but they didn't realize it's not correct. Because they didn't realize that Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Yishuv ben Levi, ain't on top of the Barov, that Rav Yishuv ben Levi also agrees with Rav Yechanan. So it's two against two. And if it's two against two, we falasach on the regular psak that we usually have, which is Rabbi Yochanan takes the cake. We always go Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Helchos to cover Rabbi Yochanan all the time, call Makan, except for some exceptions, right?
Is this a question of Sufik?
I have no idea what the...
Okay, what's your question? Okay. Is it a Suffolk? Yeah, of course it's Suffolk.
So
okay.
It's a Suffolk.
No, in other words, if you have a right Paiskim saying one way, right, and you have a Mir Paiskim saying it's another way, even though they're right, you go bust a row Paiskim.
But here it's two against two.
I'm telling you, when you have two against two and Rabbi Yochanan is in the mix, you're going to pass it like a Rabbi Yochanan.
Uh-huh.
That's the general clock. Okay, now let's read one more. I'm going to come back. So, do you want me to come back? Or you want me to do it now? I have time now. Let's do it now. I don't want to lose track. So let's take a look at footnote 3 to explain certain things about this Rabbi Yochanan, which is a little strange. Rabbi Yochanan again says that Tevel is not Batel Barov. What does he mean by that? Why not? So that's what you asked. You asked, is it because it's Dovr Shleish Matirin? That's what you mentioned, the Svara. Now, Dovr Shleish Matirin is a Svara, which is a Darabanan Svara. So I don't want to use that because he's saying that it's not Batel on the Raisa level. So that's why no one's saying that Svara. That is a good Svara, why it shouldn't be Batel, but that din of Dovr Shleish Matirin is a din Darabanan. So that can't be the explanation, okay? Rabbi Yochanan maintains, Tevel is different than any other prohibited items which are subject to Bittul. For the following reason, okay? While Bittul is possible in regard to the prohibition, of eating Tevel, there's an Isser Achila on Tevel, and just like every other Isser in the Torah, there's a din of Bittul. So there should be a din of bittul here too, to be matir the achila, but that's only going to take care of the achila prohibition. But there's another chiyuv by tevel. What's that chiyuv? Hafrosha. That's the svara, the added svara over here. Because there's a din of hafrosha, and that din of hafrosha, you can be mekayim mimakam acher. Remember, if you have a panos mimakam acher, you could be mekayim the din of hafrosha from another pile. So if that's the case, it's as if it's not batel, because what do I care that it's mixed in? I can be masakin it. The din of hafrasha is not affected by the fact that it's batel in a taruvus. So that's what he's saying here. Okay, look it inside.
Yeah.
It is not possible regarding the requirement of tithing tevel to hafrasha, since the tevel can be rectified while it's mixed, by designating maestros on its behalf from other tevel. So in regard to the tithing requirement, it is considered as though it were discernible, meaning it's not really lost. Accordingly, it does not become nullified and not really lost in the full court. I'm sorry. And accordingly, it is not nullified and its tithing obligations remain intact. He brings us a whole list of different achrayim over here. And that might not be the only svar, but Kitzer, this is a very interesting svar here. So Rabbi Yochanan says Tevel is not batel, even though all other Yisrael in the Torah are batel barov. Tevel is not batel barov because it's a chi of hafrasha, which you can be mekayim even while it's in the Taruvus. This is very different than what we were talking about in previous days. Previous days we said that if it's batel, it doesn't exist, so there's nothing to be mafresh from. Here all of a sudden we have a svar hafucha. That the fact that you can do hafrasha means that it's not bottle. It's like we're coming at it from the other angle and totally obliterating the whole svar we said earlier. Okay. Then, in the brackets, he talks about this question that you asked, Doctor, which is regarding, what about min b'shein omino? He says, this consideration is only when the tevel is mixed in a like kind. Tevel does become nullified when it's min b'shein omino. Okay, so this rule and this svara of Rabbi Yochanan is only going to be true by min b'mino. But if it's min b'she'eino mino, it is not true. Why not? Why don't you say the same svara? See, he says over here that there's a fundamental difference between nullification in like and not like. The difference is, when you're in the unlike, then it loses its identity. Okay, because you lose the tam. It doesn't have any identity at all if it's not there. Masha'in came, when it's mixed into the min, the minority item is able to retain its identity because it is found in its own min. So since it's the same as the majority, so the law of Bittul merely states that it acquires the law of the majority. In other words, we're saying, it's a very lumbish thing here, we're saying that when you have a miut of minoi, Bittul, in a rove of mino, the miut becomes like the rove. Doesn't lose its identity. It loses its status in halacha to become halachically like the rove, but it still exists. Mashein kein, if it's min b'shein o mino, it loses its identity altogether. And so therefore, that'll be the chalak. Okay? So let's go on now. The Gemara challenges the opinion of Rish Lakish. Now we're on 35b. 2. Hasnina. We learned in our Mishnah, what does it say? What?
I just want to point out the last little paragraph in number 3 indicates that the Bavli disagrees with this totally.
Yes.
And we normally paskin like Bavli, so that, we would...
That's correct. That is an excellent point. I didn't point it out, but you're absolutely right. The Bavli does not hold like the Yerushalmi in this regard. The Gavi does not like us. Bavli holds that on the Darabonan level, everybody's going to hold its what does it hold? Bavli signed. One second. He's concurring with Rish Lakish. That's precluded from Bittul only by Bittul law. By rabbinic law. It's precluded from Bittul. Oh, yeah. So in other words, the Yerushalmi is saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not Bittul on a Deraisa level. The Bavli holds that he also agrees that on a Deraisa level it is Bittul. Yeah. Okay. So that's a major difference. Correct. Now, question. So let's reset, right? Let's reset. Let's go on over here. So, challenging the opinion of Rish Lakish. What's Rish Lakish's opinion? What are we saying now? His opinion is that what? That Tevel is Rish Lakish.
Oh, Rish Lakish, it is
Bottle. It is Bottle. So, Rish Lakish holds and it is Bottle. So, now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Hasnina, Imlav, Moitzi Chal Achas Al Kol. If you don't have another dough, so you remove one full measure of challah from within the mixture for the entire mixture. That's our Mishnah, right? We said, if you have, again, for the 10th time, just going to say it out again. If you have the sourdough that falls into the mixture of chulin, and you don't have panasim makam acher, the Mishnah says, without any kunsin, you take 1/24th off the entire mixture. Because of yesh bilo. We said this many times.
Bottle,
now, what's going on here? It's Bottle. What are you taking? You shouldn't have to take off anything. That's the question. Amar Rav Yosi. So the Gemara answers, Kol Amo Moidi Shehu Mafresh. That means, even if it's bottle on a deraisa level, there are drabbanon at least are going to say you have to be mafresh anyway. Then drabbanon, from a drabbanon. So it comes out that there's no nafkamina between Biakon and Rish Lakish. Everyone's going to hold you have to, whether you hold it's not bottle on a deraisa level, or you're going to hold like Rish Lakish that it's not bottle on a drabbanon level. But everyone holds it's not bottle and you're going to have to be mafresh. So, what's the nafkamina between Riyakin and Rish Lakish? That's the Gemara is going to address that question now. Ma Pligin, so in what area do they disagree? And the answer is Lakish Lafrosh Hashniyah. That is to say, let's speak it out. If you have a taruvis, like our case, you have the, let's take the case of the Mishnah. You have the Sa'ar falling into the Chulin. And there's no parnos in Makom Acher. Everyone, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, hold you have to be mafresh 1/24 off the whole mixture. Now, what if that 1/24 now goes ahead and falls into another mixture, another chulin? That had halacha like challah, right? It was going to be given to the kohen. What happens if before I give it to the kohen, it falls into more chulin? So do you say, oh, I had challah here, and now, again, you have to go through the whole process again and say, you have to take 1/24 off the whole mixture, to you know, just like we just said now, with the first mixture. Or do you say, no, the whole reason why you had to be mafreshit was only a din darabonin to begin with, because on a deraisa level it was bottle. So according to, I'm just going to speak on what the Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish who holds that on the deraisa level, it's bottle. It was only a din darabanan to be mafreshit, so that if it falls into another taruvus, you don't have to be mafreshit, because that far, they didn't take it. But according to Rav Yochanan, that it wasn't bottle, tevel is not bottle in chulin, then it's a din deraisa, you have to take it off, so it has a look like halamamish, even if it falls into another taruvus, again, you're going to have to be mafreshit all over again. That's the Gemara speaks to that. Let's just read it inside. Lot ma pligin, what are they on? What?
So how much are you going to have to be mafresh?
1/24.
1/24. So at the end, you're only being mafresh, or given the Kohen 1/24 from both those.
No, it doesn't end up being different, because it's 1/24 of the entire Terubis. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
You have 1/24 of the first mixture.
Yes.
You pulled out.
Yes.
Theoretically, that should go to the Kohen.
That's correct.
Now, you have another
Kohen.
Oh, the other dose Kohen.
Kohen.
Mm-hmm.
So
he wasn't going to get anything. He may end up with more.
Because it's 1/24 of the size.
Of the whole thing. It might be a lot. Right? Yeah, it might be a lot. Yeah, okay. It might be less. It might be a lot. I don't know. You know, you have to work that out. So here it's, let's just read it inside. Mafli, what do they argue? Lakish lafrosh hashniyah to be cautious for the second afrosha. Man de'amar tevel batol v'rov, if you hold it is batol, that's Rish Lakish, right? Arima nufalas la'asar choron. If one separated a portion of challah or truma from the initial mixture and it fell into another place, ain't no kosher lafrosh hashniyah, you don't have to be worried about it. Because since the challah or truma was initially designated, it was only drabban to begin with, it does not render a new mixture prohibited. No need to be separated from the mixture. Mandamar ain't a tevel bottle barov. If you hold it's not bottle, which is Rabbi Yochanan and Shita, arimai when it falls last on churon. If you took it out and it fell into another place, hold yourself for shushin. You're gonna have to do it again. That's enough gemina. Okay. Next, Amrabba, ma pligin Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Now Rabba says another interesting thing. That now here we have to be mocked them.
We already said with the machlokas.
But now we're going to say another qualifier. Okay. Abba is going to give another qualification, and that is that, as you know, Meister is only on a deraisa level if it's in its final state, that is to say, it's wine, it's oil. It has been roya'ef nei habayis. It is nigmar malachto. Everything's been done, kedasa the din, and that's the only time you have the deraisa. But if it's in the grape state, it's not chayav a Meister's deraisa. So he says the following. When do they argue, Maplikin Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the Tevel Shenitmal Dvar Torah? If it's Tevel on a Torah level, Tevel. Avol Tevel Shenitmal with Ivrahim. If it's only a Darabonon level, then call Ama Maidi Shem HaTevel Batav Rov. Then even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that it is Batav. Okay, because his whole fee was Darabonon to begin with. Chaser Rabbah Bar Kahana Kumi Rabbi Yochanan. So yes, Chasina Ki Yitzabai, we said similarly, in the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah ended off saying the two cases. They say Masik, Shinasarvav, and they say Nikuf, in Bay Batzah, Shinasarvav, in Bay Olos. This was the case of the Mishnah. We're talking about olives that were harvested, got mixed up with the olives which were Hefker, or the same thing with grapes that got mixed up with the grapes were Olos, which belonged to the Aniyim. So you see, we're talking about raw material here. We're talking about something which on a Dara'isa level is not Chayim Meiser yet. Yet it says those are the cases of the Mishnah. Yet we're saying that it's going to be Chayim, right? So, Tevel Shenit Shenivul Nivrayimu, isn't it considered Tevel? Why olives and grapes that have not been processed into oil, why not considered only Tevel and Rabbanon? According to Rabbah, once they become mingled in what? In greater amounts, what should be the din? It should be bottle, right? Why does the mission require that they be tied? It's like the Gemara on Lamed Vav on Rav Mono Kayam Tei B'Shem Shel. They say Masak Shem Nisar B'Shem Shel. They say Nikov. When it says that, it's a cop out, Terrence. That when it says olives in the mission, it means olive oil. It says grapes, it means wine. So we really are talking about a final result. So okay, so you may not like the Terrence, but that's what it says.
It works
for us, and that everybody's happy. Shtekel rein, shtekel reis. The maisa is ois. Oh, one second, before I go, I just want to make sure everybody knows. So Moitzi Shabbos, we're going to learn 9:20. Is that good?
What time is the thing? I thought it was
65
minutes after.
I think 9:20 sounds like a good time. Is that right?
Good time had by all.
7:10.
8:10.
Yeah.
That's
a little bit more than
okay.
All right. 9:20.
Sharp.
9:20
sharp.
Yeah. Square. Before we know it, it'll be 7:20.